She got AC?
She did get AC on a dose-dense schedule.
So she got done with it quicker.
She did, and there's not a lot of data, as you know, for dose-dense AC as opposed to AC followed by paclitaxel, but the idea of finishing in 8 weeks as opposed to 12 weeks was of critical importance to this woman. And, you know, she had side effects of chemotherapy. It made her tired, but she was able to work most of the time through her chemotherapy treatment and is now back at work.
And, you know, I'm kind of curious, what's your take on the immunogenicity of AC? People kind of sort of brush off AC because we use it so much. What do you see in terms of that?
For most people, the current generation of antiemetics are very effective. It's clearly different than it was 15 years ago before we had the newer agents. And then there's a small fraction of patients who are really miserable. And it's hard to predict who those are going to be. But I would guess, you know, one person in 20 really just has a rotten time from a GI point of view. A lot of people get queasiness and throw up still, despite some of the newer anti-nausea medicines. But that's actually a surprisingly manageable side effect these days, except for a small fraction of patients who really suffer.
How did she do in terms of GI toxicity?
She had, you know, what I would describe as a fairly typical experience, which is she had some queasiness. She got constipation from the 5-HT3 antagonist therapy she was getting. So her gut was kind of a mess for, you know, the duration of the chemotherapy time. But she didn't get dehydrated. She didn't have terrible mouth sores. She was able to maintain her nourishment and all those sorts of things.
How did she deal with the hair loss?
Well, she didn't love it, but, you know, she put on her cap and went to work.
So she worked while during chemotherapy?
She didn't work full time. She had abbreviated her hours and would take off a day or two around her chemotherapy treatments and had a wig for, you know, social functions and other times, and then she would wear a cap.
What do you see as the advantage of using dose-dense AC as opposed to non-dose-dense AC?
Well, you know, it is interesting that in 9741, accelerating the course of the chemotherapy made for better results. And so it may be that it's a better way to give chemo. We don't really know for AC in isolation if that's true, though based on the 9741 data from the CALGB, that's now part of, for instance, the low-risk NCI trial, which is AC for 4 or 6 cycles, or Taxol, paclitaxel for 4 or 6 cycles, all given in a dose-dense fashion. The advantages are that when you give it, it's shorter, and since it is obligatory to give growth factor support, there's a very, very low risk of febrile neutropenia or other neutropenic complications when you give it that way.
I guess we should point out that, as in both of these women, the Oncotype right now is only utilizing ER-positive, node-negative tumors, which
That's
both
correct.
Of these women had,